Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary here in holy, right and true, and with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary. For you, we were created as instruments of worship. We lift up our hands in your name. Prepare us, Lord, as instruments of worship, as we glorify your name. Oh, it's good to get prepared, because we are created instruments of worship. Get ready, praise the Lord. Say, I'm ready to praise the Lord. Yes, I'm ready to praise the Lord. I'm so ready to praise the Lord. Are you ready to praise the Lord? Oh Lord, I am ready.
I'm ready
to praise the Lord. Yes, I am ready. I'm ready to praise my Lord. I'm so ready to praise you, Lord. Ready to praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you sacrifices of thanksgiving. Lord, we offer up Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. God thought of us.
You care
so much for us.
Oh, we are grateful.
So very grateful.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring a sacrifice of praise into the hearts of the Lord. And we offer unto you sacrifices of thanksgiving. Yes, we offer unto you sacrifices of joy. Thank you. blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, oh, blessed be your name. Oh, you are worthy, worthy to be praised. Lord, you are so worthy, worthy to be praised. And I praise you.
Goodness of God.
good. And with every breath that I am able, I'm gonna sing all the goodness of God. I love you, Lord. In darkest nights, you've been close like a mother. I've known you as a father, and I've known you as a friend, and I've lived in the goodness.
Hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hallelujah. I choose you. We worship you now. Thank you. Lord, we prepare our hearts. Also, prepare your hearts. We prepare our hearts to receive the remembrance of you today, Lord. The remembrance of your great sacrifice, the remembrance of your great love. Remembrance of you doing what you told the disciples to do. We remember that you would take the bread. We remember that you would stand ministering to them. And we're fortunate, Lord, we understand, at least in part, that this is all about the renewing, the refreshing, the restoring of our lives. Even then, it's sometimes difficult to imagine that you would do this for us. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we were healed. Our healing is there. Lord, we need healing in this house. We need not just the body, we need restoration of peace to minds. We need, Lord. And all we've got to give you is us and our faith and our hope and our trust. But we believe, Lord, that you took the bread, that you broke it, and you gave it to them, and you said, "This is my body, which is given for you." So they were receiving beforehand as he was trying to help them to understand. Now we take the bread, Lord, and we receive the fullness. Fullness of all. Take the bread. Is not just a long lost memory. It's not from a long time ago. It's not, that's good for those guys. No. That's good. Good. That's good for me. Thank you all. Thank you all. and took the cup. Thank you. He said, "This is my blood. It was shed for you. Pour the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Wash me like the sea." Now there's power in the blood, there's healing in the blood, there's just, there is. The name of Jesus was amazing. The disciples went out and they said even the demons were subject to us, but Jesus said, "Rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." So we go back to the Lamb's Book of Life, Lord, and we take the cup. Because that name in the book is the beginning of all things new. It's a new covenant. We were walking without you, without God, and without hope in the world. And renew our hope, Lord, as we take the cup. Renew our resolve to walk in all the fullness of God. Let this be a moment, Lord, we go. Take. I wash in the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless? Are they white as wool?
Hallelujah.
Are you washed
in the blood of the Lamb?
In the blood,
in that soul cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood?
Oh, are you washed? Are you washed? Are you washed?
Trust you, you're word is true. And we know, our God, that when we come to you and our hearts are heavy and our minds are full of thoughts that are not glorifying you, Father God, we know, Lord God, that you hear us and that you answer our prayers and that you give us peace, Lord God, for those troubling things that try to come against us in the day or night, Father God. We know that we can trust you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We might not see it all clearly now, but we will see it eventually. Thank you, Jesus, for the little glimpses that you give us, Father God, that it's all going to be okay because you are in control. We love you and we trust you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm never understanding being open.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And all things are possible. A whole new thing just took place in our lives. A whole new thing. A whole new thing. Open the eyes of my Lord. Open the eyes of my Lord.
But through the years, I have had a little bit of struggle with my ex-in-laws, and last night, yesterday at this Sunflower Festival, I had a chance to visit with Candy and Dean, and I didn't feel animosity. I felt love. I felt compassion. I felt a little bit of pity, and I let them know Jesus loved them. We discussed things in the past and kind of saw a few things from their side, and was told that my mother-in-law, who has been
not the most supporting person when I was married to her son, is struggling with a lot of things now, and I just realized, God, they need Jesus, but God, I forgive them. I forgive them for all the hurt and all the frustration, and nobody, there's a lot of demonic activity going on in that family, but God is good. He protected us, and he's seen us through so far. So we forgive those that have hurt us and have come against us and tried to destroy us or tried to keep us from things they wanted, and we go on because it's all God's anyway. Amen. It doesn't matter. Amen. As long as we trust the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And he's going to reach our children.